just appreciate your love. We just appreciate your presence here, Jesus. Oh, that sweet and wonderful presence, Lord. Oh, for that day that we will just be in your presence forever, Lord. And our meat and drink will be to worship you and to love you. Oh, Lord, for an eternity will be none too soon.
Amen.
Oh, we thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, just pour your love in our hearts so that we know your presence in a whole new dimension and way, Lord. Thank you so much. We just praise you. And Lord, we now ask your blessing upon the word to follow. Lord, we ask that you would minister to the hearts here. Lord, that you would reach out and that you would anoint this message, these words, to the hearts that are needy, that you know that you would like to do a work in this very hour. Thank you, Jesus, for we know and claim by your Spirit, we appropriate it in your name for our lives. Lord, quicken it to us that we might be lifted up in you in this very day and hour. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You may be seated.
And verse 6. For I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. How many of you have heard this scripture before? How many of you really believe this? All right. He says here that I am confident, I'm reading here from the New American Standard Version, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Jesus Christ. You know, we've had quite a few retreats now, and we've had retreats for elders, for singles, for marrieds with children and marrieds without children, and blonde-headed Irishmen with two left toes, and you know, we've had retreats for just about every class and category of person. And in these retreats, God has really moved and God has really spoken to his people. And we have had people receive revelations from God, either directly from God or brought to them by those that were ministering to them. We've had people hear prophecies brought over them from the Lord. We've had cases of people getting convicted of things that God has shown them, no more of this, and God says, I want, from now on, I want this. I want you to move into this. And the person at the time will receive it. But what can happen is the same thing that happened in that parable of the sower. The word of the Lord comes to one, and he hears that word, receives it with joy, but then the birds of the air come and take that seed. Or the cares of life come and grow up around and choke out that seed. And you know, this is the work of the devil. Jesus specifically identified that, both of those things, as the work of the devil. That actually what happens there is demon spirits will come and begin to lie to a person's mind. Now, this is relevant not only to those of you who've been on retreats, but to those of you who've received anything from God. But I am especially addressing those who have been on retreats, and in the retreats, God has started something. God has begun, as it says here in Philippians 1:6, he has started a good work in you. God now wants to complete it under the day of Jesus Christ. But what can happen is you receive this from the Lord, And oftentimes it will come with real power. It will come with real spiritual power from God. And you receive it. You hear it gladly. God does something wonderful. And you're right there. You're right there on the verge of appropriation. And you begin to appropriate. But then you get out of that retreat atmosphere where there's the constant prayer and where there's constant faith moving in God's people. And you're out of that atmosphere. You know, I'll tell you, God, you can believe things in an atmosphere of faith that you can't in an atmosphere of unbelief. But you get out of that atmosphere, and then there you are. Back to the old grind, see? Back to the old demons that you've had to face. And you will have to face those same demons. They're not going to go away. You can be delivered of certain things, but they're going to pound away from without. They want back. So you come back and you go back and you face those things. You face life's concerns, you face life's cares and life's worries, and things begin to grow up and choke out. And birds come, spirits come to try and pluck out, to try and make you forget what God has said. And you see, it's not that you didn't believe in the first place. It's not, although maybe in some cases that would happen, but in most cases, it's not that you didn't believe when it was delivered to you from the Lord. You believed it. But it's kind of faded now. It's kind of faded out a bit. You know, it's become somewhat distant. And so now, it's like, well, yeah, you know, boy, that retreat was really glorious. You know, I mean, I remember, you know, God spoke to me and wonderful things happened and all this, and I'm really looking forward to the next one. But wait a minute. There is a faith unto appropriation. Now, there's a faith unto acknowledgement, where you acknowledge, yes, God said this. Yes, God is true. Yes, His word is true. I believe Him. I know that He said this. I know that He meant it. I know that God doesn't just speak promises out into the air. I believe it. And so there's that acknowledgement, but there's not the appropriation, you see. There's not the receiving. And so now, there you are, and you say, well, I can't wait for that to happen. Can't wait for that to happen. Boy, that's going to be good when that happens. Praise God. I can hardly wait for that to happen. But what the Lord wants you to know is that that can happen now. He has started something. He wants it to continue now. He wants to bring that fulfillment unto the day of Jesus Christ, you see. When God starts something, He wants to complete it. And so we need to be in a place when God brings us something, when God gives us something, where we are believing it unto the day of Jesus Christ, and we are going to let it be completed unto the day of Jesus Christ, you see? So we come before the Lord, you get home from a retreat like that, and God has really spoken to you, or maybe it's not a retreat, maybe it's something even that happened in a prayer meeting, or at some other time. And you received in an atmosphere that was boiling with faith, where the Spirit of God was moving, where things were really happening. And that was the atmosphere in which you received it, or in which you heard it, or in which it was revealed to you. That was the atmosphere in which certain commitments were made by you before the Lord. You received it in that kind of an atmosphere. And so now, you get home, you come back into the other atmosphere, you know, and now God wants to, right then, at that time, when you're home, when you're in your daily routine, God wants to continue to speak to you. God wants to continue to boil in you. God wants to continue to move in you. His Spirit wants to continue to reveal to you. Those things that you receive are to be the beginning of something, not the end of something. And so now the Lord wants to continue to reveal, that His Spirit would continue to move in you. So now at home, you come before the Lord, and you say, and you pray the prayer of appropriation. pray the prayer of faith. And the prayer of faith is the prayer of appropriation. And you get home and you pray the prayer of appropriation every day and you say, God, I receive this from you. And you know what you should do is rehearse everything that God revealed to you at that time. Rehearse everything that happened. Every good thing that you saw. Every good thing that happened. Every good thing that you heard. Everything that God said and did. And you rehearse it before the Lord. And you rehearse it saying, God, I appropriate that. I appropriate that in Jesus' name. I receive that for today. That word will be fulfilled in me today. That will be fulfilled in me now. And when that word of discouragement comes, and when those demons of unbelief come, you rebuke them in the name of Jesus. Even then, at that time. And you say, I will not accept any hindrance. I tell you this morning by the word of the Lord that every mountain that has been raised up against God's people, every valley and every mountain that stands between you and the fulfillment of what God has given you, every mountain will be laid low and every valley will be filled if you'll believe God for that. Praise the Lord. That's right. So you pray as if that were true. And you pray that prayer of appropriation. That's what God wants you to do. Thank you, Jesus. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to ask those of you who have been to a retreat, or maybe it wasn't at a retreat, maybe it was at some other time, but listen to me now as I describe this. If you were in a position where you, in an atmosphere of faith, in an atmosphere of revelation, whether it was at a retreat or some other place, God showed you something, or God did something, or God revealed something to you, and you received it, you believed it, you knew it was from God, but since that time, you've begun to slip a little bit. You've begun to slip. And you may now, at this present time, be in a better place than you were before that retreat or before that thing happened. You're still in a better place, perhaps. But the thing has begun to fade. You've begun to slip back. You have begun to lose your grip on that thing. You know what I'm talking about? If you're in that place, I want you to stand right now. I want you to stand if you're in that place. And now here's what I'm going to ask. I'm going to ask not just anybody who happens to be around, those that are standing, but I'm going to ask those who can believe God. I want those who can pray the prayer of faith this morning. If you can pray the prayer of faith, I want you to lay hands on these ones. And I'm going to give a little time here for people to shift around as necessary and gather around. Raise your hand if you don't have someone to pray for you yet. Look around to these hands that are raised. If there's three or four people on one person, two or three of you break away and get around one of these that has their hand up. Okay. Keep your hand up. Now I don't want any timidity here. I want you to pray the prayer of faith. I don't care if you've been saved a week. You believe God and pray the prayer of faith. You get with one of these. All right. Now, if you don't have someone laying hands on you, Jesus is laying hands on you. I'm going to pray and we're going to believe. Father, in the name of Jesus, we will pray the prayer of faith every day. We will appropriate, O God, what you've given us, Jesus. We will appropriate that word of God. We will lay hold. We will lay hold on what you promised us, O God, in the name of Jesus. We believe you, O God. And we will receive even from thine hand, O God. We will not allow any lying spirit to rob us. We will not allow our own unbelief to rob us. We will not allow the mountains and valleys to rob us. We believe that you will fill the valleys. We believe that you will level the mountains. We believe that you will stop the mouths of lying spirits as we stop our ears to them, O God. Amen, in the name of Jesus. We receive it, O God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, amen. Yes, we receive, O God. We receive, O God. We receive. In the name of Jesus, we commit ourselves, O God, to continuing to appropriate. We commit ourselves to a life, a daily life of appropriation. We commit ourselves to praying the prayer of faith every day. We commit ourselves to receiving every good and perfect gift which is from above every single day in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, O God. Hallelujah. Amma kosa kalama kesi kalama kalamata. Imakato kalama kasi ko palama kasi kalama kia. Umma kasa kalama kasi kalamata. Mia kalama so kalamata. Amen, Jesus. Umma kasa kalama nama kasa kalama kasi kalama. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes. Yes, we receive, O God. We commit ourselves. Amen. Amen. We commit ourselves on Monday to believing God. We commit ourselves to believing God on Tuesday. Amen. We commit ourselves to receiving your word on Wednesday, O God. We commit ourselves to believing you on Thursday. Thank you, Jesus. We commit ourselves to receiving your spirit on Saturday, Friday, every day, O God. That we will be renewed again and again by your Spirit, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. Let's just thank him for victory now in all your lives. Yes. Claim victory in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Shout victory unto Jesus today. Shout it unto the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Proclaim victory in your life now. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God.
God, we thank you for victory. Victory in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for victory, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You can be seated. You can be seated. Even the guy up there in the sound booth had his hands up in the air receiving from God. So we're lucky to have the microphone on here. Thank you, brother. Hope God blessed you mightily up there. Continues to do so. Now, you know, this, we have been right now in an atmosphere of faith. I'll tell you something. God wants your home to be an atmosphere of faith. God wants your office at work, or wherever you work, your machine or whatever you work on, wherever you are, to be an atmosphere of faith. God wants you to be surrounded by an atmosphere of faith. That when you enter a room, faith enters that room. When you enter that room, joy enters that room. You enter a room full of unbelievers, it's just like a representative of an ambassador of Jesus Christ has entered that room. That's right. You know, I'll tell you something. There was you've heard the story before about the guy who said, what is this thing about raising the dead? And this missionary who had actually seen the dead raised, he said, have you ever prayed? Have you ever prayed for the dead to be raised? He said, no. He said, well, you'll never see any dead raised then. And there's something to that. I mean, God is calling his people to believe. God's calling his people to believe. You see, and this goes for other things too. You know, if God shows you that he wants to give you a certain gift or do a certain thing in you, and you're not open to that week by week, you're never going to do it, you see. Or if God shows you he's done something in you, or he's delivered you from something, or he's given you something, or called you to something, if you're not appropriating and believing that and ready for it to be happening, it's never going to happen, you see. And so this is what God gave me to share this morning. And it hasn't taken a long time, but that's no crime. We're going to have a little extra time this morning to worship God and hear testimonies and receive from the Lord. But I'll tell you something. Now listen, take this home with you from this Sunday school lesson. Take this home with you. God wants your home and your place on the job. God wants your 24-hour-a-day weekly life to be an atmosphere of charged faith. God wants that atmosphere that you live in every day to be an atmosphere charged with faith. I'm telling you, God is going to move us on to mighty and great things as we begin to live in that realm. Live in that realm of the Spirit. Live in that realm of faith. Praise God.